game. Do you?
I'm joined right now by Ed Martin. He's from New Technic Studios, and we're going to be talking about hitting that pace car. And yes, I just did make a Days of Thunder reference, but I just played that Days of Thunder arcade game a couple weeks ago, and man, do I need something to cleanse my palate, something officially NASCAR. And maybe Ed can help me, because he's with New Technic Studios, like I just mentioned. They are working on the next officially licensed NASCAR game, but I'm a little worried. You know, New Technic, if you don't know, is in the UK, and my first thought was a bunch of guys in the UK working on a NASCAR game, that really doesn't fit. So I have to ask Ed, you know, the guys at the studio, are they NASCAR fans?
Oh my God, yeah. So first, it's a pleasure to be with you, and I love the Days of Thunder reference. I was going to say, you've got to go hit the pace car because I want you to be perfect, but I have to agree on the mess that game was.
Oh, such a mess.
Yeah, I'll leave my comments there, but yeah, New Technic is, we're based in Newcastle in the UK. I'm actually based a heck of a lot closer to you. I'm down in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Very nice.
And so I'm in literally the heart of NASCAR country. But I'll tell you, when I first met the U-Technics guys, I was introduced to them by NASCAR. I was like, wait a minute. I was sort of like, you know, you're going to have a developer in England create a NASCAR game?
Yeah, exactly.
But from the moment I met these guys, in fact, I met them here in Charlotte first, they came over, they have absolutely just envelop themselves in the NASCAR world. I can't even count the number of races they went to last year. I was like, I couldn't get rid of them. They just kept coming back. But we had a ball. They are really hardcore motorsports guys, racing guys. And, you know, they did have some NASCAR experience. It is broadcast over there. It's on Sky, and they get to watch it. But they just love all forms of racing. And when they heard they were going to have the opportunity to make a run at the NASCAR license, they were just really excited because this was the TU Technic sort of their big break to get into the U.S. market. And, God, I can't wait. It'll be the 29th of March. The game is finally out. Wait till everybody gets to see what they've done. It is a fantastic game.
And if you really want to see what this game looks like right now, you can go to YouTube. There is about 9 or so minutes to search for Kyle Busch at Daytona. There's about 9 or so minutes of the 18 car doing laps at Daytona, and the game does look very pretty, so pretty that I wanted to get my hands on it right now. Luckily, I only have to wait a few days, but Ed, you guys have been, it's been a lot longer than a few days for you. It's been a couple of years. Now, I know EA dropped the license in 2009, but when did you guys pick it up?
Yeah, that's exactly right. EA's license expired at the end of 2009, but they had announced probably about a year and a half before that they weren't going to renew. So it was at that point that NASCAR went out and started talking to a whole bunch of people. We've been working on the game for just shy of 2 years. So it was almost 2 years ago the license was signed. And it was actually I don't want to call it a painful process, but a very sensitive process that we had it for so long but couldn't say a word about it. And part of that was first we wanted the EA license to expire. And then it was, you know, we wanted to make sure we had something really cool to show because we knew once we came out and said, hey, we're New Technic, and Activision's going to be our publisher, and we're coming out with the next NASCAR game, people were going to go, woohoo, and then they were going to go, you better show us something.
Exactly.
We kind of held off until earlier, or I guess mid-year 2010, to officially announce that we had it. There was a lot of leaks out there, here and there, and I know when I joined the company at the end of 2009, there was a press release put out, and everybody's like, oh, they must be working on NASCAR, because Ed's been doing NASCAR games since the early 90s, and but we didn't officially admit it until mid-2010, but just an amazing amount of effort for a couple of years. Probably at a high point, we had upwards of 100 people working on it, and not including QA, just art and development. It's a massive, massive effort to produce this thing.
Yeah, actually, I remember that press release, because we were talking about it here on Got Game, on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. During one of our shows, we were actually going through the list of the different things you guys had announced in your press release. And as we were going through the list, it all seemed like fairly standard stuff you have to have in any racing game, until you got to the very last point where you guys announced you're going to be having both Doug and Mark from the Performance Racing Network in your game to do commentary. And my first thought was, you know, you got Doug and Mark doing their thing. You also have a spotter doing his thing. Can't all this audio going off at once be a little distracting?
Yeah, Mark and Doug, I've known Mark for a number of years and Doug for probably a year or two, and they are doing sort of pre-race announcing, sort of setting up the races in career mode. I agree with you. It would be very distracting while you're driving around playing the game to to have, commentary like you're watching TV or listening on the radio. So theirs is just pre-race and some really cool stuff there. Also, Doug did some voiceover for a video tutorial that's built into the game. But that's where those guys show up. And then Ty Norris, who I'm sure you and a lot of listeners know, was Dale Earnhardt's partner and his crew chief, or not his crew chief, rather his spotter for years.
Yep.
Is now general manager at Michael Waltrip Racing. Mm-hmm. He spotted for Dale Jr. While he was a DEI. He's got Michael Waltrip. Now he's Martin Truex's spotter. He's the spotter in the game. So I can't think of a more experienced guy to put in the game. I've known Ty for a lot of years, too, so it was actually a really fun phone call. I picked it up and said, hey, it hasn't been announced yet, but, I'm going to do technics, and we're doing this NASCAR thing. How would you like to be cool for your kids? He said, yeah, what do you got in mind? Like, do you want to be a voice in a video game? And I won't use the expletives that came out of his mouth, but...
Really?
Something, yeah. And it wasn't the one that begins with H. He was thrilled to be in it. We did... a little bit more than 10 hours in the booth with Ty, recording all the audio. And believe me, not because we had to do retakes or anything. There's that much audio guidance that we've recorded to make this game cool. And to have somebody like Ty Norris talking in your ear is a pretty cool deal.
Really? He was that excited? I would expect someone like Ty, considering the job he's done, considering all the wrecks he's probably witnessed where he has to be extremely calm for his drivers, to be extremely calm in real life.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. There's a video up. You can get to it on NASCAR.com. I'm sure if you Google it, you'd find it on YouTube, too, called Official Voices. And we did a whole bunch of developer diary videos. And if you go check it out, there's interviews with Mark Garrett, Doug Rice, and Ty Norris. And all of them, they have some really cool things to say about it. But all of them just talked about, how cool it was to be doing stuff for a video game. And Mark and Doug were talking about it's almost surreal, where we're used to sitting there looking down from the golden perch on the race. Now we've got to do it, and all we're looking at is a script that you've given us. But they totally got into it. And with Ty, he was funny. He talked about the first race he ever was spotter for. He said he fired himself because he was too excited. And as we were doing the audio, as we got going on it on the first day, it's like, all right, Ty, a little bit more personality. I know how you talk. I know how excitable you are. Get into it. You're a coach and a mentor for a driver, and you don't just say, car high, clear high, anything like that. You are mentoring them. So if they're heading into a dangerous zone, if the tire's wearing out, they need to pit, you're going to be telling them things that a spotter might not normally tell them, and you need to tell them with a little bit of emotion.
Yes.
And he really got into it. We had, I don't even know how many thousands of lines there were to record, and of course you get a little bit punch drunk when you're in the studio for that long. We did it in 2 5-hour sessions. And, he started, getting into a few of the funny lines. And the ones where I didn't laugh in the background, you couldn't pick it up. A lot of those actually made it into a game. Like, there's one in there that you're driving along, and if the spotter doesn't have anything to say to you, he'll say something like, oh, man, I just dropped my hot dog on a fan down there. And it's just, little goofball things that he put in. And, again, you get his personality in the game, which just adds to it. Because NASCAR really is about the guys. It's not about the sheet metal that surrounds them. It's about the personality of, Kyle Busch and Dale Jr., and now it's about the personality of Ty Norris. We think that's pretty special.
Yeah, all that sounds awesome. I definitely would like to have more than car outside, all clear. What I'm not looking forward to, though, is having to set up my own car for online races, because that's where I follow through. I've done a lot of racing in both video games, and heck, I used to drive go-karts and do a little go-kart racing when I was younger. I could never set up my own car, though. I was always terrible at that. So do you guys have anything to help me out?
Well, there's a whole bunch of setups in the game that I think are going to give you a big boost up. In fact, for anybody that has heard of or raced in the NASCAR iRacing series, which is an online series you can get to through NASCAR.com or through iRacing.com, the world champion of that, of the inaugural season, is a gentleman named Richard Towler. And as it turns out, Richard lived in Hull, England. So one of the four NASCAR champions out there, you got Jimmy Johnson and Brad Keselowski and Todd Bodine. The fourth champion was Richard Towler, and we've hired Richard. He's now moved up to Newcastle and works in our studio there, and he has been responsible for all the final tuning of the game and all the setups in the game. So you literally have a NASCAR champion that has sat down and helped you out with those setups to give you a great start, and I can even drive the game. Believe me, anybody can handle it if I can drive it.
How are we going to handle pitting in this game? For I don't know, the last 5 or so years of the NASCAR EA franchise, you would have to do long little loops around the track, and you're not exactly racing, you know, with Carl Edwards, for example, or Kyle Busch, people of that quality. So there were a lot of wrecks, and there was a lot of time spent just sitting there doing nothing while you wait for all the cars to pit. So how are you guys going to handle this? Are you going to improve that at all?
Well, we've done our best. And, you know, pitting is sort of a fact of life. I can tell you that sort of graphically what we started with is we went to Roush Fenway Racing, and we did motion capture right there in the shop with Matt Kenseth's team, the 17 team. So they're actually your pit crew, and ironically, I was over at Roush Fenway today, and I was joking with them saying, "You've got the hardest working pit crew in NASCAR. They pit 43 cars at the same time."
That's difficult.
Which is pretty amazing. So graphically, that's kind of a cool thing to see. But you know, when you're online, it's kind of a tough thing. You can choose whether you want to pit or not, but if you've got 16 players online and one guy pits, there's no easy way to not have to wait for them, because they need to go in and they need to select what they want done to the car. And, you know, you can do some things and maybe take some graphics out to speed up the pit stop, but the actual pit stop itself is only going to be about, 14 seconds, 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not the worst part. The worst part is the player needs to decide what they want to do. And on any given pit stop, we do have a basic mode where you can just say, I want my car looser or tighter, and I want, you know, 0, 2, or 4 tires, and you know, do you want gas or not? But then if you go into the advanced mode, absolutely everything that a pit crew can do in a real race, you can choose to do. So you've got to give players time to choose that. You're exactly right. It's a really tough call on what to do. You know, online we could say, oh, it's only easy pit mode and no animation. That takes away from the gameplay experience, though, for people that really want to go out there and participate in a real online NASCAR race. So I'd love to hear any ideas. If you have any, you know, great, brilliant ways to do it, we can certainly bring it on for the sequel. But pitting is pitting, I guess is the best way to put it.
Well, I'll have some ideas. Let's talk about that after we record this interview. And I'm obviously talking to Ed Martin. He's from Utechnics. We're talking NASCAR 2011 here on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. I have to say that this year in the Nextel Cup Series has been pretty interesting as far as who's won what races. You got Jeff Gordon winning the first race that he's won in forever. You also have 20-year-old Trevor Bayne winning the Daytona 500, a kid that we were all expecting to be field fodder, went out there on his second race in the Nextel Cup Series and won the Daytona 500. Now that he's won the big race, you know, he's a star. You guys weren't expecting that. I'm sure most of the game's done. Is there going to be any way for you guys to make changes like that? You know, change perhaps, you know, driver stats or who's going to be in what races as, say, the season goes on?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I'll say that the game ships with all the 2010 car models and paint schemes in it. And the 2010 season, the only exception to that is we do include Kentucky. So the 23rd track that they actually don't run on until 2011 is in the game.
Oh.
But what we did is we tuned all the drivers to the 2010 performance. So we work with NASCAR and we get all the loop statistics that they have through NASCAR media. We worked with Sport Vision, who has all the telemetry devices in the cars. And we took all of that information of all the drivers on all the tracks and set all the AI values based on that. So we've got a very realistic version of how the guys actually raced in 2010. Now, Trevor Bayne is a good example. Sometime in May or June, we don't have the exact date yet, we're going to release a free update for everybody that has the game that's going to give you the entire 2011 car set, so the new car models, all the new paint schemes, the new 2011 point scheme, and we'll change the career mode season so that it does include Kentucky. When we do that, a guy like Trevor Bayne can move from the number 16 Roush Fenway Nationwide car, we're going to put him in the number 21 Wood Brothers Ford in the Sprint Cup Series. So he'll move over, and his stats for 2011 will be factored into the AI value. Now, is that going to change him drastically? You know, I don't know. It's tough to say. If you take Daytona, that was obviously a very unique type of race. We haven't seen that before with the two-pack racing like that. It was really cool. And I can tell you that, you know, we've got the new Daytona built in the track with in the game with the new surface. And we've got the new car models built. We're running that stuff in the studio. And the proof in the pudding of our AI model is as soon as we started running it, the car started running in packs of two. It was almost frightening.
Really?
Yeah, and, you know, given the so it just means we got the physics model and the AI down. You know, we did a little bit of tweaking with it to kind of spread the two packs out a little bit, but it wasn't just the drivers that figured it out. The game figured it out that, you know what, this is the fastest way around the track. So that was a pretty cool thing for us to see.
If you're not a fan of NASCAR and you listen to that, just know that once Ed said that, you know, in his game, the cars are driving 2x2 across Daytona, I got chills. So that's pretty interesting.
It's really cool to see. I mean, it really is. Now, you know, I'm trying to think. I don't know if we've even simulated the full race of Daytona. We've been simulating some races, and we've got some things that are coming up on Fox Sports, the TV network down here, where, you know, the game is going to be predicting the races. I don't know if we ran Daytona, but honestly, I'd be shocked if it picked Trevor Bayne. You know, that was an amazing, it was an incredible race for him. I'm not saying it's a one-off because he's an amazing race car driver. And by the way, I've had a chance to meet him long before Daytona. I met him last year. He is the real deal. What you see on TV and hear on the radio, he is that good of a guy and that nice a person, that excited about it. You know, we're going to be doing a bunch of stuff with him in Fontana, coming up in a couple of weekends here. And he's just a really cool kid. So I'm so happy for him that he won Daytona. I don't think the game could have predicted him as the winner. No, that was just an amazing thing to see.
Ed, just one more quick question before I let you go. Now, Sprint Cup is obviously the big dog in NASCAR, but you also have the Nationwide Series. You have the Camping World Series. You have, up here in Canada, we have the Canadian Tire Series. Across the pond, there actually used to be a group called the Association of Stock Car Auto Racing. There's a lot of stock car racing around the world. In your game, will we have a chance to try some of these other divisions, or is it just going to be focusing on the Sprint Cup?
Well, honestly, in NASCAR The Game 2011, the focus was, let's get the Sprint Cup series right. You know, we had an amazing amount of technology. Utechnics has been doing racing games for over 20 years. So we had an amazing amount of technology to build from, but we had to make sure that we had, you know, tight pack racing, and, you know, we had to create all the cars and all the tracks and everything. So it's just the Sprint Cup series. As we look forward, we have a very long-term license with NASCAR. I certainly think you'll see us doing some of the other series. I can't tell you specifically what we're thinking of, but if you project forward and you think of this as more of an online world than just a retail box product world and downloadable content and things like that, I think certainly the opportunity is there for us to bring in, you know, the other major U.S. series within NASCAR. And I know the Canadian Tire Series is huge up in Canada. But once you get over to the UK, it's funny, we sit there in Newcastle and people don't really know a lot about NASCAR. And we'd love to use this game to change it, because the game is just a lot of fun. To get out there, pack racing, 43 cars, door to door, being able to pick your way through the field, you know, the knock on NASCAR is, it's just a bunch of guys turn to the left driving fast. That's not what this game is. It's just some really cool, fun racing.